Hello, I'm your host, John Myler, for Into the Vortex AM, and today we're going to discuss indigos. I am an indigo, and I had a story on a book called Living in an Indigo House by Laura Lee Mystica, and I'm going to read this little story I had that was printed in here. Oh my God! Amazing, ancient, very sacred, awesome! I have never seen such amazing stones in my whole life. The thing I notice is the shining, beautiful, glittering dust on the wonderful rocks. As I unwrapped it, I felt an electrical charge. The small one tried to move and practically jumped right into my mom's hands. She was amazed and excited. I looked at the big rock in awe. I could tell it was a healing rock. I really needed that. The smaller rock seemed like a dream rock, a spiritual portal to another world. I even heard what sounded like radio signals coming from one of the stones. It sounded metallic, a crackling sound. It seemed to have some kind of encoded message that I cannot yet understand. The big stone I used generated heat unlike any stone I held. I had a real bad cold the day that I got the stone. I placed it where I was feeling pain, and the rock instantly took away the pain. It also took away the fever I was running. The warmth I felt from it was so welcoming. I felt the power in the stones. I felt one in my hand, and I quickly fell asleep into a restful, ancient darkness that re-energized me. I felt like I was within the stone itself. It showed me things, images of their world, a place with very steep, beautiful mountains, like the stuff dreams are made of. The whole place shined, and I think I saw water with sparkles, a lake, perhaps. The night before, I could not even sleep, and when I woke up, I felt in awe, and I was very happy that I actually got some real peaceful sleep after being as sick as I was. The rocks teased me too and made me laugh. It was great. These stones to me are priceless. I love my pet rocks, and in return they love me unconditionally. Right back. I can go to them and ask them questions and they respond. These stones of truth have much to share with me in the coming months and years, and I will make a web page to share my stories with everyone. I believe the stones of truth have brought the power of light to open the sacred energy locked within sacred sites. I know many great medicine men and women use these stones, very powerful. And the most sacred of stones I've had ever had my hands on. They have opened a whole new world to explore. Life is going to change to the better very fast. It has healed me. It loves me just the way I am. And it guides me to a higher plane of existence. You have the gift of the Creator. The stones of truth are truly part of the star beings. I will keep in touch. I know there are going to be more experiences that will blow my mind with these beautiful stones of truth and grace. The stones of truth have much to teach us, teach me. There is a story in every rock, and I know my destiny has changed because the stones of truth and mystery joined my spiritual quest. May the Great Spirit bless all. Aho! John Myler, Oregon. Yes, that is the story. Aurelite, Aurasite, rocks. The stones of truth can be found on a Lorelei Mystica site, Mystic House. Just write that in a Google search engine and you'll find it. Or you can find it on my website at the Knights Hall. Just click on the site and look for Mystic House, and you will the link there, and then you just click there and you'll be going into her site. You might want to meet Hal there while you're there and take a trip, a tour of his place, the humor, sacred humor beings, as well. That should do it for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed our show, and we'll be back at the same bat time, same bat channel.